Years because I deal with some workshops that I do and the people there, and so many of them have this perfectionist standard, and they get defeated before they get started. And I know that if, in fact, because it's my experience, that if they just stay gently pressed up against this process, if they stay gently pressed up against the Spirit, that the Spirit will gently wrap the arms around us, figuratively speaking, and magnetically just draw us forward one day at a time, one notch at a time, one awakening at a time. But I know it. This isn't blah, blah. I know this. I'm not talking out of my head. I'm talking out of my heart. This. So then I did the steps out of the big book on my own. And doing all 9 steps, I finished them in the first year of my recovery. Nothing happened. But I didn't know something should happen. I didn't know nothing. Something could happen. I didn't know that I needed something to happen. I'm just in book studies and step studies, talking to a sponsor, going to meetings, sharing, because I love to hear my own voice. Still this day, sorry. And I didn't know that I didn't know, and I couldn't see that I didn't see that I'm a loose cannon. Oh, I've been given the grace of addiction, but I'm dry. I'm restless, irritable, and discontented. And I didn't know it because I had always been restless, irritable, and discontented. It had been my way of life. I didn't know any different. If I don't know I have an option, I don't have it. The benefit of having information is you can say, oh, look at that. Now I have an option. I can go right or I can go left. But if I don't know that I have an option, I'm just blind moving forward. Information is incredibly important. But I heard a man in a meeting and I didn't know who he was. I'd never seen him before. The benefit of going to a meeting. Yeah, really, seriously. I wrote an article, meetings are not the program. Meetings are not the program. The only reference in the big book that I've discovered, and there may be more, is that we have meetings once a week for newcomers to bring their problems. And we get together regularly with our fellows to enjoy our companionship that we so desire. That's the references in the big book. The big book and the step process is about to have a connection to God. This whole program is about awakening through a connection to God, a power that I don't know and I can't define and I have no certitude that even exists today. And so this man walks in, and I watched him come in, and he was tall and dignified, and he had a sense of ease and comfort. I didn't know it at the time. Only in retrospect do I know anything. But in thinking about things, I can kind of figure it out. And he sat down, and he shared for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. And what he said must have been wise, because I wouldn't have listened to him otherwise. But it was, yeah. Oh, yeah, arrogance, yeah. Unfortunately, I've given up arrogance. You don't laugh that loud. But it wasn't just the words he said and the meaning of the words. It was the tone in his throat. I resonated with it, and my needle pointed north like a magnet. And I'd never heard a person speak like that in all my exposure to all my education and academic and personal development pursuits. I'd never had that experience. And I walked over and I said, I'm Herb. I heard what you said, and I really liked it. Who are you? And he said, my name's Jerry. And I said, would you take time right now to sit with me and tell me how you got what you got? I had never heard it in all a meeting a day for 4 years. I'd never heard it. All right, now it might have been said, but I didn't hear it.